Is there a family in town named Cooper?
Yes.
And let's see now. Your mother's sister would be. My mother's sister would be. If she had a husband whose name was William, he would be your
Uncle Bill.
Or if you wanted to use his full name, he would be
Uncle William.
And so what was Lee's title in the Confederacy?
General.
And who has charge of the local court here?
You mean judge in court?
Uh-huh.
You mean county judge here?
And a person who's going to college is a.
He's a. What would be called a collegiate or just a college boy? I don't know if it's exactly.
Student?
A college student, yes. I guess that would be the correct and the proper term.
And a girl who works in an office and runs a typewriter and
secretary or typist.
And in nationality, we say that we are.
Eh? You mean the English or Irish or
well,
that way?
Well, we're not Canadians. We are. If we're not Canadian and we're not Mexican, we are.
Americans?
Uh-huh. The races here, we have Indians and whites and who else?
Negroes and some Mexicans. Well, almost all nationalities are here, I assume. Oh, what's your folks' nationality?
Dutch.
Dutch? That's right. Yes, that's a Dutch name. I've studied with a Swedish name. Yes, that's a Dutch name.
My mother's mother came over to this country when she was 3 years old. But my father's people were here a long time before.
Oh, that's from Holland.
They came to Michigan. My father's people came to New Jersey. Do you have any special term for a poor white person?
Poor trash, yes. I don't call them a lot of times.
And how about a person from the back country? Doesn't know very much. And
I guess that's the folks who cross the track, you know.
Well, I was thinking of somebody who doesn't know very much and is pretty crude and just generally has no manners.
Well, they're ignorant. I don't hardly know what term you would
call them. Hillbilly?
Oh, hillbillies. I always heard good folks from down in Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma about. Any of the hill countries, I think, would be called hillbillies.
Yeah.
Backwoods people, backclass people.
If you're climbing a ladder and you momentarily lose your balance and then right yourself again, someone says, what happened? You'd say, oh, I
came very near falling. That's what I'd say.
You'd say you got old balance.
If you want someone to know that it will be a short time before you're ready to go someplace, you say, I'll be there in.
And then a few minutes, or be there soon, in a moment or something like that.
Yeah, if it's going to be just a very short time,
I'll be there in a moment.
Perhaps a minute. If you're asking distance, let's say, from one place to another, what would you ask someone?
You mean the distance between towns? Or
uh-huh.
Well, I'd ask how far it was from one town to the other.
And if you want to go with someone and you see that he started and wanting to stop for a moment, what would you say?
I'm just asking to please wait a few minutes.
Would you say wait for me or wait
yes,
on me?
Wait a few minutes or wait. I won't go with you to say wait. I think that would be necessary.
If you want to attract someone's attention, what would you say?
Hey there. Come in.
It's me, yeah. Claude, would you gentlemen be our guest for dinner this afternoon for lunch?
Oh, we're going to serve you back. Wife's fixing dinner for us. Thanks anyway.
Well, you certainly
are.
We're
going to
eat just in a few minutes.
She's awfully good. She's fixing dinner for us and expects us to come back.
All right, well, I'm not saying.
But you'll appreciate it anyway. Thanks.
All right.
Should I break off now and let you?
Well, if you ain't come back tomorrow and finish up, I'd pick my baby.
I'd like to.
I don't keep me waiting. I wish you folks so steep
in. No, all that is good dinner for us.
I should be, but he's glad he has anybody eat the grill. Not what you've been used to.
We like to eat too. I thought